We got Chuck Fischella, and I want to keep him waiting for a research project, of course, all aimed at uncovering the underlying causes of Alzheimer's disease and developing, hopefully, some new treatments. That is a big day.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we're very proud of the fact that we are going to be awarding NYU Winthrop with $100,000 today for research, and it's critically important that we keep moving forward with funding and the initiatives to find better treatment or a cure, and that's the goal.
You know, Charles, it seems like, you know, we get bits and pieces. You and I had a conversation last time, I remember. You know, it just seems like they are making strides. Breakthrough, not yet. Hopefully sometime down the road in our lifetime we're going to see it. But, you know, I love when I hear these reports of some medical breakthroughs. Give us the latest as far as, you know, what we know over the last couple of years, at least, maybe, well, as far as what we didn't know way back.
You know, it's being better diagnosed, but the treatments haven't changed in the last two decades, and we're not stopping. We're not going to stop giving up hope, and part of the funding that we raise, 100% of the dollars that people contribute to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America dedicated to research, go to research. So we have projects all over the country as far as Israel, Jay, but this project here is extremely unique. Dr. Allison Reese, who heads up the team at NYU Winthrop, is going to gather blood samples from individuals living with Alzheimer's disease and those without the disease and re-engineer the collected cells to behave like brain neurons. So they will isolate and examine the neurons and the small particles that shed from every cell. Now, I know that sounds so biology and chemistry in college, but what's so critically important is they're going to replicate the brain neuron behavior, and this way they're going to be able to see what's going on in the brain.
It's fascinating. Charles Fischella with us, Alzheimer's, big day at around 11 or so this morning. The foundation will award a $100,000 research grant to NYU Winthrop Hospital, a project, of course, hopefully aimed at uncovering some of the underlying causes of the disease, developing some new treatments. You know, I heard not too long ago, Chuck, that a blood test could now determine as far as if one could be a candidate, let's put it that way, of the disease down the road. What about that aspect?
What I can tell you is we could all be candidates, you know, and this reflects on a lifestyle, you know, how you live your life, your environmental, you know, what you do in your life, how, you know. But here's the critically important thing, Jay, about life. I mean, it's, you know, live a healthy lifestyle, because what you put in your body, we know affects your body, but it also affects your brain. So everybody could be a candidate for this, you know, but we hope that people live a healthy lifestyle and stay active in their life, eat right, don't smoke, do everything that we talked about all our lives to be a preventive measure of this disease.
Yeah, and listen, it's the sixth, I think it's the sixth leading cause of death in this country. The only one in the top 10, by the way, without a cure or disease-modifying treatment. 5 million people, folks, nationwide, are living with Alzheimer's, including 400,000 right here in the state. I believe 50,000 was the number I read here on Long Island. What about genetics, Charles? I mean, genetics plays such a central role in a lot of this stuff. What about in particular Alzheimer's? Where are we at as far as genetics are concerned?
It does, you know, it does add to, you know, the likelihood of it. But again, Jay, I'm going to go back to, you know, because your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, your uncle had this disease, how you live your life will really control what happens to you. You know, what you put in your body affects your brain. If you exercise, are you socially active? Do you smoke? Do you drink? All of these have combining factors to any type of disease as well.
Yeah, really. That's
you know, but you had said something. When you think about it, just on Long Island alone, more than 50,000 people are living with this disease. And if you use a multiplier of 3 or 4 that are caregivers, you can see how prevalent it is. So we at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America are doing research right here on Long Island. We're doing it at Stony Brook, at the Feinstein Institute, and now at NYU Winthrop. And, you know, we're going to find a cure for this disease someday, but it could be right here on the island and for better treatment as well. So it's critically important research initiatives are funded, and we're proud that we're doing this.
You got to keep the research going. It's the only way. You listen, think about this, folks. By year 2060, this disease, Alzheimer's, is expected to nearly triple. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. That is alarming stuff. The research, the dollars. I mean, this is why, you know, Chuck, I always say, you know, you can't have enough. You have to keep at it. The dollars have to keep coming in. Today, a very important day. And you hope, you know, you just hope a day like today could yield some positive stuff. I mean, that's the only thing you can really do, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, and despite numerous experimental cures and treatments that have been going on for such a long time, when they reach phase three of clinical trials, the failure rate is approximately 99%. So we have to continually fund this. For the first time, the federal government has appropriated more than $2 billion for Alzheimer's research. But this is a national epidemic, Jay, and that needs to be fully recognized, that this is a national health epidemic. Federal government has to continually fund and increase funding for research, because it's the only way that we're going to continue to have hope.
That's really what it's all about, no question. We'll keep an eye on things. Big day. Congratulations and everything to all. Let's make this money work, and hopefully we'll see some sort of a breakthrough, even in our lifetime. We hope that happens. Charles Fischillo does a wonderful job as far as the CEO, the president of the Alzheimer's Foundation. Charles, always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.
You got it. Important stuff. I mean, listen, there's some devastating ones out there. Recently lost a friend to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. But Alzheimer's, you know, listen, it just basically takes away your brain, your memory, and then from there, it'll kill you. It is a slow, debilitating illness. And nobody is immune. We all know somebody, family member, certainly friend, family type member, somebody who has been afflicted with this devastating, it's a devastating disease, Alzheimer's, it really is. I mean, think about somebody's life just erased memory-wise. And then the trouble really starts right after that, but a tough one. You hope, and again, you know, we say it all the time, there is so much money that gets pumped into the medical fields. The research, the testing. You know, today, 100,000 NYU Winthrop. You know, you hope that this might, something equates, you know, to some sort of a breakthrough. Something. You know, we've been at it a long time with some of these illnesses. You know, the old saying, you know, we were so involved with sending people into outer space, land on the moon, sending these things to Mars, all over the galaxy, but yet we can't find cures to some of these diseases. Maybe we ought to pump some of that money and put it right here on planet Earth and conquer some of these diseases. I don't know. It's a lot of money we're pumping into outer space, putting people on the moon and everything else. Something to think about. Right now, what, 7:41. We'll break, come back, give you some updates right after this.
Scheduled program with this special broadcast. Rick's Buy and Sale.